Well, in the case of corn, USDA did make some minor adjustments on the balance sheet for both the old crop and the new crop. In the case of old crop corn, two changes that resulted in a third. One is increased the estimate of imports by 10 million bushels for this year, increased the projection of feed use by 50 million bushels, and then lowered the projected carryout by 40 million bushels. So I think all of those were pretty well anticipated based on the June 1 stocks number. For a new crop, the major changes incorporated information from the June acreage survey from NASS. So in the balance sheet, USDA lowered their forecast of harvested acres of corn by 400,000 from last month. A yield forecast is unchanged. Did increase the estimate of imports again for next year, reduced the estimate for feed use and exports, and basically left about unchanged the projection of year-ending stocks at the end of the 2013-14 marketing year, and did not make any change in the projected average farm price. So at the end of the day, tweaks, but nothing unexpected, and I don't think really anything that changes the overall situation. It underscores the tightness of the old crop corn.